Let us pray the congregational prayer. God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be with us in the joys and sorrows of life. We turn to you this day, knowing that we will not be put to shame. Be at our side when the crowd shouts Hosanna as Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Be with us also when the crowd turns as those who loved him fell away. Their story is our story. Be with us in the telling that we may walk with Jesus once more on the long journey of Holy Week. Amen. Would you take out the liturgy of farewell to church members in your bulletin? It's time to announce the sad news that Susan Boley is going to be moved to Fredericksburg during the coming week. Let us thank God for the wonderful times we had with her, including her late husband, Bill Boley. We deeply thank her for her dedication and service as Centenary United Methodist Church. And let us pray for her to continue to serve as a minister of God's love at her new church. Now, let's begin an order of farewell together. The church is a family, united by the common recognition of Jesus Christ as our Savior. We are all brothers and sisters, and for a time, Centenary United Methodist Church is our home. Like every human family, our church family is formed and reformed over time. As members are born, as they die, as members are adopted into our family, and as they leave our congregation for a new home in a different place. For a time, Susan has lived with us. We have shared with each other good times and bad. We have shared each other's joys and sorrows. We have lightened each other's heavy loads. Together we have laughed and cried. Together we have worshiped and praised God. Together we have lived. Congregation, we feel sorrow in your leaving. Together, we will pray for you and for the whole family of God. Let us pray. Oh God, you are the strength and the protector of your people. We humbly place in your hands Susan Boley, cherished member of this congregation who is about to leave us. Keep and preserve her, oh Lord, in all health and safety, both of body and soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Go in the peace of Christ, our prayers go with you, amen. Okay, let's just bless her with our big hands. Thank you, Susan. Blessings to you as you go forward. Let us pray. What a joy it is to celebrate Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem. The disciples brought the colt for him to ride. People shouted Hosanna, waved the palm branches, and place their clocks in the path of the cult. So we this day wave our palms, sing and shout Hosanna. We want Jesus to ride into all the places of tension and anger in our lives. We want Jesus to heal the hurts and establish his reign of peace forever. We need to shout with joy and let the shouts ring in our hearts. Bring us hope, gracious Lord, where we have allowed fear and confusion to reside. Bring us healing where we have been wounded and have wounded others by our thoughts, words, and deeds. Bring us peace where we have been bombarded by anger and alienation. Bring us with you into the holy city, not made with human hands, but in your heavenly realm. We now lift up Susan Bowley as she moves and begins the new chapter of her life. And gracious Lord, be with Phyllis Murphy as she is hospitalized due to her wrist fracture. Lord, heal her body, mind, and spirit, and comfort and guide during her end of life. We pray for those who need your constant healing mercies. Mars Wilson, Sarah Beth, Lorraine Massey, Ann Harper, Carl Howell, Evelyn West, Alan Taxaras, Deborah Freeman, and Alan Goddell. We also pray for shut-in members as well as elderly members for your loving presence upon them. We lift up our youth students who are taking the confirmation class, Cooper, Braden, Taylor, Ella, Kellen, and Turner. Lord, help them to strengthen their faith in our Lord through the class. Bless and guide the teachers and mentors with your wisdom so that they help and support our students to grow into disciples of Jesus Christ. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.